Well, you got it right. Shabbat Shalom. Pastor Tim Karskatten here, Christian Center Shreveport, in our daily podcast. It's that day again, Friday, Supernatural Friday, where we tell supernatural stories to encourage you that God has come to help us with the host of heaven. Today we hear a story of a man planting a church and was discouraged, and two angels appeared to him, and how important that was for his future. Let's learn. Shabbat Shalom. Shabbat Shalom. Well, we made it. We made it through the week. I hope you were blessed this week. Well, it's Friday, second day of June 2023, the birth date of my oldest, my firstborn, first fruits Jacob. He's our missionary son in Japan, married to his precious wife, Sachio. They live in Osaka area, Japan, serving the Lord there. Supernatural Friday. Important word from the Lord today is that God has a way of speaking to us in our worst crisis, and one of the ways he does that is through the angelic realm. Remember this, in Hebrews it tells us that are not angels ministering spirits? They're here to minister to us and to serve us, not that we command them. The Lord sends them on assignment. They are very specific. They do exactly what they were created to do. They can't do anything outside of that unless God says stop. They're not creative in that sense, but they are obedient. And God sends them with messages and encouragements to us to cover us. We all have angels assigned to us, some of us more than others, depending on our lifestyles. You know, if we're in dangerous situations, he assigns more. If we're facing more demons, they've get more assigned to us. Whatever our need is, God does it. Well, this pastor, he tells this story here in the audio today of how rough it was trying to start a church in Texas. It wasn't going well, and then God intervened, brings help from heaven. So let's listen to this story, and then we're going to pray for you that should you need it, the Lord would do the same for you.
Hello, my name is Frankie Mazzapica. I'm the lead pastor at Celebration Church in the Woodlands, Texas, and I'm really excited about this opportunity because I'm going to talk about seeing two particular angels at the same time. But before I get there, let me just kind of tell you the state of mind and the season I was living before I actually had this encounter. It was just after my wife and I started the church, and when we started the church, we started with three people. And it was in those days, it was prior to social media, it was prior to Facebook and Instagram and all these social media platforms. And so the only way we could get the word out was to put ads in the newspaper. And if you're a part of a younger generation and you're watching this, you may have never held a newspaper in your life. My daughter is 8 years old, and she has no clue what a newspaper is. I mean, her life is on an iPad. But in those days, the only way we could get the word out was through newspaper ads, or we would send mass mailers. And when we'd send mass mailers, we did not like the math because we knew we were only going to get 1% of the number of mailers that we sent out. And so it was just a very discouraging season. I have friends of mine who they started their church, and the very first service that they had over 100 people. And I'm like, how did you guys do this? And but for us, we were like shoveling rocks, okay? Three people from the Woodlands showed up to our first service. And so I was incredibly discouraged because, unlike some of my friends, we did not grow by leaps and bounds. You know, if you have a hope and you have a dream, but you don't even really want to go for it because you feel like the first couple steps are such baby steps that you don't even want to go for it. I want to encourage you, take those small steps. What I've learned is you don't really know the entire plan that God has for you. The only thing you know is what you're supposed to do next. And so we started the church, we put ads in the paper, 3 people show up. We grew so slow. We did not bounce. I remember telling my wife after a couple weeks, I cannot preach to 9 people. I can preach to 10, but I can't preach to 9. And so after a couple months, we finally got to 10, and I just felt like, okay, now we're ready to go. And then we stayed at 10. It was such a slow growth. Now the church is, it's got tremendous momentum. We have miracles and healings, but it's not the way it started. It was a very, very hard season for me. And I was actually working a full-time job and then pastoring this very small church at the same time. So I was very discouraged. I was very down. Naturally, I was thinking, maybe I missed God. I told my wife, this is God. We got to do this. But then we get a little bit into it, and I'm like, maybe I was talking to myself. I don't know. But anyway, I'm in it to win it now, right? I'm going for it. I'm too far in to quit by this point. And so I'm sleeping at night. And then all of a sudden, for no reason at all, I just woke up. Now, sometimes I wake up and I go to like the snack cupboard and I just get kind of fueled up for my next leg of sleeping and go eat some brownies or cookies or whatever. But that's not, I woke up that fast in the same way you just kind of wake up. I woke up that fast, but when I woke up, I just kind of sat up. And where our bed was positioned, you could see down the hallway, and our door was open. Now, before I tell you about the angels, we have this, it's not super popular now, but it is like a collage of pictures, right? It's like this canvas with a frame around it, and you put different pictures of your family in it. And for us, my wife had pictures of her dad and her mom and her dad holding, her as a little child. And then I had the same thing. And it just kind of showed the lineage, right? We had kids in the picture, our kids, us holding kids. And so when I sat up, and that picture was just outside of our bedroom on the wall. So when I sat up, I saw 2 angels standing side by side. One was a little shorter than the other. And I have friends who have seen angels and they said, they were 12 feet tall. But for me, the angels were, one was a little bit shorter than the other. And they appeared to be like, one was about 5'10", I'm just guessing. The other one was like 6'1", 6'2". So anyway, I sit up and I see them. They didn't have wings, okay? They were just in this like brilliant white clothing. And I'll never forget, I had the impression that they were always in my house, that they kind of lived there. And I pop up and I look at them and they're looking at that collage of pictures. And I'm looking at them, they're looking at the collage of pictures. And I knew instinctively that they were so fascinated with our family, the human families, because you have to remember, before God made humans, they have never seen anyone that could reproduce after their kind. And so they're all, angels don't have children. They don't have a mom and a dad that came together and then they were born. And so I realized at that moment, they are fascinated by families. They are fascinated about how human beings serve a God that they can't see. They have faith for things that they can't see. They have no tangible evidence. So they're fascinated by you. They're fascinated by your family. So I sat up. I saw how fascinated they were. And then once they realized that I could see them, I'll never forget, they were looking at the picture and then both of them looked at me smiling. And they were so happy that I could see them. And when they looked at me, I could tell that they loved me so much. And they were for me, and I didn't want to stop looking at them. It was like to see into that world and to see the angels that are watching over me and watching over us. It was so encouraging to me to realize that we're never alone. The Lord never leaves us alone. In John chapter 14, verse 18, the Bible says that He will not leave us as orphans. He will come to us. He will come to us through the Holy Spirit, but He also has these angelic beings around us to protect us. And I'm thinking Psalms 34, verse 7, it says, "The angel of the Lord surrounds those who fear Him and delivers them." That experience changed my life because I realized that there are angels that live with us. They're inspired by us. They're captivated about the human life, and they are always protecting us and they're for us. And I hope that that encourages you. I hope it inspires you. And I believe that the Holy Spirit, as you think about this story, would begin to bring revelation on how angels are constantly following you and they abide in your home as well. Be blessed in the name of Jesus. I pray right now that the Holy Spirit would just continue to strengthen you and draw you deeper into the presence of God. Be blessed in the name of Jesus Christ.
What an encouraging story that in the midst of the difficulty of which he was in, the Lord sends help. And I want to say I've experienced this before as well, where you feel alone, you feel like you're not going to make it. Remember this, all of heaven is working on your behalf. Those thoughts we read in Psalms 139, they're always good, they're always lovely, they're always building, they're for your prosperity, not for your calamity, they're for your hope, they're for your future, they're for you advancing, increasing, being blessed in your spirit, being blessed in your body, being blessed in your soul. Those are all His thoughts for you. His thoughts are not to pull you down, discourage you, keep good things from you, to give you stone when you ask for bread. Those are not the nature of the Lord. Now, obviously, one of the hardest things we have is patience. We have to wait on certain things, but His motive is always for your good. And heaven is participating in this. I love the story where they smiled at Him. Look, let's face it. They want to serve the Father. Angels do. All the hosts of heaven do. They want to be obedient to what God asks. And when they watch man, so it's so fascinating to them. It is. He kind of described that in his story. But I remember Jesse Duplantis was in heaven, and he said the angels all wanted to understand why God loves man so much. Why he's so redemptive. When they look at the sin of man, they go, they don't understand it. They don't get it. But the power of love, when somebody willfully chooses to love God and come back to their creative purpose, like we shared all this week about us being a new creation in Christ. Willful lovers, not people who do it out of obligation. It thrills Him. And the redemption power of Christ is there. And so therefore, all of heaven is at His disposal to help us. They're not there to beat on us, to destroy us, to come against us. They're there to help us. So no matter what you're going through, recognize that the angelic realm, the heavenly host, the heavenly realm is a partner. Now, obviously, we don't pray to angels. We pray to the Father. God sends angels. But there's nothing wrong with saying, Lord, could you send help? Send a message. You know, sometimes, it can be that an angelic realm speaks into a person and then they speak the word. But why not have these encounters? I've had them. I remember one of the first times I had an encounter in my room. My living room. I was reading the book Angels on Assignment by Roland Buck. And I mean, while I'm reading it, my spirit was activated. I said, God, I believe this can happen for me. I do believe it. And two angels appeared in my living room. Scared me, to be honest with you. I was terrified. But the point was, he was just kissing me and say, look, if I did it for Roland, I can do it for you. God is no respecter of persons. God wants to send you help today. Take this supernatural story, apply it to your life, and say, God, if you did it for them, you can do it for me. Father, I pray right now for everybody listening to this podcast on this Supernatural Friday, that Lord, you are no respecter of man, that you love us all equally and the same, and that God, you can do for him or do for somebody else, you can do for me, whatever how you want, Lord. We do ask you to release the host of heaven on our behalf for our purpose in life, for our cities, for our nations, for our families, God. This is that new reset season that we're in. And God, please, we ask you in your mercy, release these right now to everybody listening to this podcast. May they tell me the stories of these encounters. In the name of Yeshua, amen and amen. All right, see you next week. Well, God bless you, and thank you for listening to our Shabbat Shalom podcast. Each and every Friday, we do a supernatural story, just like you heard, to encourage you, build you up, that we serve a supernatural God and that we should be walking naturally supernatural, as Sid Roth always says. That's my heart's cry. And if you love the supernatural, please go and follow our ministry at our website, ChristianCentersShreveport.com, our app, on all our platforms on YouTube, Facebook, and Rumble. We love you guys and look forward to talking to you again next week as the Lord gives us revelation. All right, have a good weekend.